Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine reports on the 15-year outcomes following radiation therapy or radical prostatectomy for men with localized prostate cancer. This is part of the Prostate Cancer Outcomes Study that began in 1994 and set up by the National Cancer Institute. The results of this study are showing that at 15 years, most of the men report having problems with erectile dysfunction, and also that the results are not statistically significant between the two treatment arms. But I thought it would be helpful to look at some of the earlier reports that are based on this series of patients. So I went back to the 2-year and 5-year results. And what we see there is that there was a significantly higher risk of erectile dysfunction and urinary incontinence in the men having surgery compared to radiation. Those differences decrease over time so that by 15 years, those results are found that are in this study. But one should not lose sight of the fact that early on, seems to be a greater risk of having impotence and incontinence from surgery compared to radiation. Now, there are a lot of caveats we have to acknowledge about these findings. Number one, this is not a randomized study. Number two, of the more than 4,000 men that were initially invited to participate, the 15-year results only include about 1,600 men. So there's a significant dropout rate, partly because of mortality, partly because people don't complete their surveys. And so we don't know the extent to which there may be bias in which men are completing the results. Another issue here is that at the outset, only about 75% of the men had normal urinary function, and only about 65% of the men had normal sexual function. And the study does not make an attempt to select or control for those differences. So some of the changes that may have occurred may not be taken into consideration from the fact that some men weren't good to begin with. What's the bottom line or take-home message here? Well, certainly, as has been said before, a lot of men are getting treatment for prostate cancer who probably don't need immediate treatment. And they need to be aware of the significant risk for problems that will affect their quality of life in the early time after treatment, at 1, 2, and 5 years after therapy. At 15 years, when they're much older, the importance of those quality of life factors may be lower than they would be early on after treatment. And it's of concern that not enough men are being adequately counseled about those risks. For men that are getting treated in the community, it's important to ask their doctor about the results that are obtained by that doctor based on written surveys. Otherwise, you're not going to get an accurate reflection of what to expect. Now, to be sure, men treated in the 90s are not reflective of the men that are being treated now. Techniques are better both for radiation and for surgery. People who specialize in doing either of those treatments do appear to get better results. So the report is reflecting what is happening in several communities, but not necessarily reflecting what's happening by experts in the field. At the end of the day, we're left with this growing dilemma where we recognize that a lot of men who get diagnosed and treated for prostate cancer don't benefit from that therapy. They can undergo a delayed or active surveillance approach and have the opportunity to delay or avoid the potential for these side effects. And that really is the take-home message. I look forward to your comments. Thank you very much.